I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. So how long does it take to build a six-figure WordPress business? And if you've been working at it for a few months or maybe even a couple of years, you know, what is it that's holding you back? And how long does it take to fix that problem, to actually start hitting the income goals that you have in place and to start actually making, you know, the kind of money that you really want to be making while, you know, serving your clients at the level that they're really counting on you for? That's what we're going to be talking about today. And here's the thing. The single biggest thing that's holding back the majority of WordPress consultants really boils down to one thing. And the one thing is, who controls the client relationship? And so I was actually talking about this on Facebook in a post just the other day. And it started to generate a little bit of conversation. One guy chimed in and said, hey, no, that's not really the thing that's holding everybody back. What's really holding back most developers, most WordPress consultants, is knowledge and experience. And of course, if you have no knowledge and no experience, that's something that you do need to overcome in order to be able to help clients. But that's not the thing that's holding everybody back. Because I talk to a ton of people who have years of experience, lots of knowledge. And, you know, sometimes they even have degrees, like graphic design degrees, photography, videography. Maybe they've, you know, got a lot of knowledge on how to do SEO or you know, run different kinds of Facebook ads or, you know, all those kinds of services. You know, those are, people have all kinds of knowledge and experience and are still unable to connect in with the clients that they really want to be working with at the prices they want to be charging. So I strongly and adamantly oppose the idea that knowledge and experience is the main thing that's holding people back, because the vast majority of people I talk to have knowledge and experience and are not making the kind of, you know, not building the kind of business that they really want to be building. And so the one thing that really does hold you back is, how do you get in control of the client relationship? Because if you don't have control of the client relationship, you end up having basically three huge problems that you have to deal with. So here's what it looks like if you're not in control of the client relationship. This can happen in a couple of different ways. So, one way that is pretty common, for, you know, when I talk to folks on the phone or kind of, you know, they invite me into their business to kind of help them out. You know, I say, well, you know, what are you doing for marketing? Like, how are you getting your leads? And they'll say, you know, the number one thing is, it kind of comes down to hope marketing. And what that means is, you kind of come to work and you just sit there and hope really hard that somebody comes, you know, stumbles across your website, or somebody, you know, you get a referral or something like that. And that kind of is number two. If it's not just sitting there hoping, then the reason number two is, just relying entirely on referrals. Like, most of the time I talk to people and I'll say, like, how are you getting leads? How are you connecting with clients? They're like, well, you know, I do a really good job, and the people that I connect with, they refer me to, you know, other folks. And I get, you know, pretty much all of my clients kind of come through referrals. And so then, of course, you don't have any control over that, because you're not really in control of getting your clients to give you referrals. And even if they do give you referrals, how do you know if the referral is the kind of client that you want to be working with? If they have the kind of business that you want to be part of, you know, in terms of marketing. So relying on referrals is just a mess. And then on top of that, you know, you're kind of relying on somebody else to convey your value to their client. So referrals are great, and it's great to get that kind of testimonial going. But if you're running your entire business either just hoping people find your website, or hoping they call you, or you're just trying to get other satisfied clients, you know, to refer you, well, what if you don't have that many clients to begin with? Then you don't have much of a referral base, and it's just very, very difficult to grow your business. And again, to really combat the concept that knowledge and experience are what's holding you back, you can have all the knowledge in the world, all the experience in the world, and if you're relying on referrals to get leads, it's going to be slow going, because that's not a way to charge your business with a lot of clients. The third one is relying on agencies. So the three main things that I really want to go forward with why people are kind of being held back is the hope marketing, relying on referrals, and relying on agencies. And here's why relying on agencies is prohibiting you from growing at the level that you want. And it's because the agency is responsible for getting the client. That's thing number one. So you don't really have any control over the magnitude of that lead flow. It's like, it's up to them. It's like, how many clients can they onboard? And then again, you're relying on them to communicate your value to their client. So you're completely out of control with regard to any sort of client-facing interaction with why it's great to work with you instead of somebody else. And then pricing becomes a really big problem because, like, what happens if you decide to increase your pricing, but the agency isn't making the margins that they used to make because now your prices are higher, and now maybe they try to, you know, find somebody cheaper. So you may, or maybe you overqualify yourself for the kind of work that you're getting from the agency. So maybe you think, hey, you know, I've been doing this a year or two. Maybe you take a couple online courses, ramp up your skills with some extra, you know how to do something. And now you want to charge more because you feel like you're worth more because you have this extra knowledge, you have this extra experience, and the agency is not really changing the way that they're selling their services. So now you're overqualified for the type of leads that you're getting from the agency because they were pretty much happy with what you were doing before you actually ramped up your skill set. And now you can't raise your rates because if you do, they're just going to find somebody who's less expensive and can, you know, kind of do what you used to be doing. And you know, maybe there's some way that you can sort of educate the agency on your new skill set so then they can go out there and sell your new skills to their clients. But that's it's a difficult thing. And the proof is really in the stats. It's like most people aren't successful at doing that. So having said that, it is possible to have a couple quick wins. You know, you can get a couple of clients through all of those things. Like you can just sit there and hope and, you know, maybe Google will send somebody to your website or whatever. Or, you know, maybe if you happen to land a client or somebody that's a friend of yours knows somebody who's building a business and they need a website or whatever, maybe they'll refer to somebody to you. And sometimes agencies will bring, you know, overflow work to you or just kind of outsource to you. So you can, in fact, get clients that way. But that's what's stalling everybody out. And the main problem with all three of those issues is, hello there, hello. So it's great. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to add them into the comments there. We'll check it out as we go. So here's the big problem with all of those things. You're not on the offense. You're not on the offense. And if you're not on the offense, you're only on the defense with regard to growing your business. And again, it's like, you know, we were just watching the Super Bowl not long ago, and we've been watching football for a little while, and it's like, if you've got a really, really strong defense, then you can sort of keep the team afloat, right? You can kind of keep things going, and you might even score a few points, right? You might even get an interception that you run back for a touchdown. You might even pick up a fumble that you run back for a touchdown, whatever. You might even get a safety. So you can score points on the defense, but you're never going to score a lot of points in the same way that you would if you had a really strong offense. And that's the big problem. That's the number one thing holding everybody back, is connecting in with clients, setting the right prices, being on the offense, looking for the types of clients you can serve the best, communicating the value that you can deliver, you know, offering solutions to people's problems. All of those types of things that's the big deal. It's like, that's what's really holding you back. So why is this a problem? Let's kind of dive into like five reasons why kind of only being on the defense, so to speak, is a really big problem. The first one is you have no influence over the lead generation. And we've already touched on some of these concepts, but I really want to make this crystal clear because most of the people that I talk to think that the main problem with their website is they just haven't put in enough time, or they just need to grind it out a little bit longer, or if they could just get, you know, if they could just figure out one new thing to do, or if they could just ramp up their skills a little bit more, then, you know, everything would be so much better. And of course, that's a lie. It never works that way. I can guarantee that that's not going to happen for you, because that's not what the problem is. Those, you know, you're applying solutions to something that isn't the actual problem. So we'll get into that in a little bit more detail, but I want to get crystal clear on why, you know, kind of these other three forms of acquiring leads is really a big problem for kind of growing that six-figure WordPress consultant business that you're looking for. So the first one, of course, is you have no influence over the lead generation. And so what that means is you're relying on either a happy customer to go refer somebody to you, you're hoping that just the internet sends somebody your way, or you're hoping that an agency is somehow able to communicate your value to their clients or whatever. And so you're just out. You're not in connection with the client, and therefore you're totally out of control with generating those leads. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is you don't have the ability to focus on the clients you can serve the best. And so one of the huge things that we really talk a lot about, and really one of the fundamental concepts in the whole double stack mindset, the whole double stack program, is to intentionally pursue the clients you can serve the best. Now, there's four things really packed into that: the intentionality, there's the pursuit, you know, really the offense, being on offense, you know, picking who you want to go after, going after those people, and then serving them. And, you know, why is it that you're the best at serving those particular clients? And that's what's missing with, if you're not in control of that client relationship, you don't have any control over connecting in with the clients you can serve the best, and you just take whoever comes. And, you know, who knows if the client's going to be a good fit for you, or you're going to be a good fit for them, or, you know, who knows if you're even going to get along relationally, or who knows if you've got the skills that they're looking for, or whatever. You know, there's all of these issues can come up, and, you know, nobody can have all the skills that everybody's looking for all the time. And so if you're not in control of that client relationship, it's just kind of like client roulette or whatever, you know, like a client comes and who knows if it's going to work out, you know, because there's no intentionality behind that. So that's another big reason. Here's reason number three: you don't have the ability to communicate your value to the client. So not only are you not in control of who's coming to you, if you're not talking to the client, you're kind of trying to train other people how to sell your services. And that's a very difficult thing to do. I mean, imagine how hard it is for you to do it directly with the client. Imagine trying to get that one step removed, and now you're trying to train somebody else how to sell your service. It's just a mess. It's just not going to work out. You're not going to get the kind of thrust towards your business that you're really looking for if you're not in control, because of the fact you don't have the ability to convey your value to the client. So here's reason number four: you connect with the clients at the wrong time and the wrong mindset. And so, you know, we'll talk again. I have another conversation I have planned to talk to you guys about with regard to, you know, when and how should you respond to like RFPs, like request for proposals? How do you do that effectively and all that stuff? But like, if you get to the point where somebody's just ready for you to build, you don't have any ability to add value to the project. You're just doing the things that they say. And that's a very low value thing compared to actually helping people achieve a level of success. So another thing we talk a ton about in Double Stack is leadership and integrity and taking advantage of all the skills that you have to lift your clients to a level of success they couldn't get apart from you. And if all you're doing is connecting in with clients where they're ready for you to just start coding it up right now, you're not connecting with them in a way that's enabling you to lift their level of success. You're just doing what they say, hoping to do a really good job at it. But there's so many other people that can do a really good job at it. I mean, it's not a difficult thing to do to learn how to implement a lot of technical stuff. That's something that's relatively easy compared to figuring out how to configure all of that stuff in a way that's actually going to get them the results they're looking for. So that's another issue. So you're connecting with clients at the wrong mindset. They're looking for someone to do the things they say, and that means you're not showing up. You're not able to show up with leadership. Even if you want to bring the leadership, you're connecting in at the wrong time. The plan's already been set. You know, the road is already paved. You just need to run down it. And so, you know, that's kind of reason number four: connecting in with clients with the wrong mindset. Reason number five is you're stuck charging hourly rates and you can't raise your prices without pricing yourself out of the market. We've talked about that a little bit already, but that's kind of the idea here. So like, if you're getting overflow work or outsource work from an agency, you raise your rates, they don't make the margins that they used to make, and now they're going to be looking for somebody who is, can do what you used to do for cheaper. Someone says, hey, Lee, that's how you get repeat clients and referrals. Leadership. Yeah, absolutely. Leadership is a huge, huge point. and hope marketing. Yeah, too many people do that. Absolutely. And so, and those five reasons that we just went through are why, if you're not in control of the client relationship, you're going to have these problems. And so now let's dive into another section here. So why is it that most people stay stuck? Like, what's the problem with, you know, people are like, okay, I kind of get the idea that, you know, I need to be connecting in with clients and I need to find better clients and higher price points and, you know, get repeat clients and referrals, all of that kind of stuff. But yet they still find themselves grinding it out, not getting the success they're looking for. Months and years even will go by and it's just not happening for them. And here's the reason why: because most people put their effort into solving problems that aren't the problem that's actually causing them not to actually grow their business, right? So let me give you some examples of what that looks like. So, a huge thing that people will do is they'll say, hey, I've got to build a bigger and better portfolio of work. I've got to take on more clients, maybe even for free. And then I'll be able to show people, hey, look what I can do. I've got all these clients and everything's great. And you can look at all my websites. And then my portfolio of work is going to win more clients for me. And I'm telling you, that doesn't matter. That absolutely, I've been doing this for almost 17 years. And I can tell you, with confidence, that one client that I've ever gotten throughout those 17 years was won because of my website. Now, that's not to say my clients never looked at my website or whatever, but in terms of, you know, why are they working with me instead of somebody else, one guy, and it was a guy, I'm in Virginia, he was in California, he was looking for a WordPress plugin developer for a really specific type of plugin. He happened to Google, like, you know, some of the keywords that I had on my website or whatever, found my website, called me, and I ended up building a couple of WordPress plugins for him over the course of like 6 months. It was a great project, really enjoyed the relationship. But 17 years, one client, that's the issue. So, and because of my portfolio, because of what I could do on my website, one, instead of, you know, all of the others. So that's a huge, huge issue. It's like, you don't need a portfolio of work to win clients. And when you put a lot of time and energy and effort into it, it burns you out. It takes forever to get to where you're trying to go because you've got to take on free clients. You've got to build their sites. You've got to find those clients in the first place. And then meanwhile, you're trying to stay alive doing something. You know, maybe you have another job too. And it's just a very, very inefficient way to get clients to grow and to grow your business. Here's another one. So get more client testimonials, right? So maybe you're not really too concerned about building a huge portfolio or whatever, but you just want more people to say more nice things. Well, how do you get the clients in the first place, right? So it's like this kind of circular problem. It's like, how are you supposed to get more client testimonials? So another one is, let's rebuild the website. You know, like, I've changed my brand. I've got a new logo. I don't really feel like my website's conveying the right message or whatever. I need to change my website to, you know, maybe blog more. That's another one, you know. Instead of, in addition to rebuilding the website, let's put more stuff on it. And, you know, the thing is, most people's websites looks like their online resume. Like, if they were going to say, go to a job fair or talk to a recruiter or apply for some kind of a corporate position or whatever, you could send them the website and it would be, oh, look, you can do HTML and CSS and JavaScript and PHP and you know how to do, you know, SEO and PPC and all of these acronyms for things. And of course, your clients don't actually have any idea what that stuff is. They're not Googling for those words and they're not really thinking that they need those services. And so, So that's a big, so blogging more is another one. And here's a really interesting one too. Learning more skills, that's not going to solve the problem either. And we kind of touched on this from a couple of different angles, but for most of the people I talk to, learning more skills is not the problem that they have when it comes to trying to grow their business. They have a lot of skills already. Now, granted, I'm not saying you can't that you can just show up and not know how to do anything and or everything that you know how to do, you just can barely skim by on the surface or whatever. I'm not saying that. Of course, I would obviously, like, integrity is a huge thing with me. And being able to show up for your clients and get them the kind of results that they're looking for is a really big deal. And in order to do that, you have to have some skills. You have to have some experience, right? And so, but here's the thing, learning more skills or, you know, taking a course to learn how to do SEO better or taking a course to learn how to build a plugin or whatever it is that, you know, run some sort of a paid traffic campaign or whatever, those things are not going to get you more clients. I'm telling you right now that that's not how it works. And it's because of all of these other reasons where it's like, if you're not in control of that client relationship, then the extra skills never really trickle down to the actual client who's actually hiring you ultimately in the first place. And, you know, most of the, like, for example, like, I'm working with double stackers right now. You know, one guy has earned $25,000 in new business in the last 6 weeks. And did he learn any new skills to do it? Maybe a tiny bit. Like, I'll help you with technical skills. I'll help you with business skills. I'll give you technical skills, marketing skills, a business structure with retainers and monthly revenue coming in so you can hit the goals that you're looking for. But for the most part, he had phenomenal skills to begin with. He had videography skills, photography skills. He could build a website. He's been honing these skills for like lots of years. So he had capabilities, but he was not earning the kind of money he was looking for. He said, you know, when we first talked, he said, most of my clients are just really, really reluctant to, you know, put any more money online, whether it's their website, whether it's, you know, any kind of online marketing, whatever. You know, I can't get clients on board with that. And, you know, I was able to help him with that. And over the last 6 weeks, he brought in $25,000 of new business. That's a rate of over $200,000 a year. I mean, that's a huge amount of shifting there. And it's not because he took a course to learn how to build a plugin or something like that. So, you know, another example, I'm working with a woman who is working kind of part-time hours. And over the last like 3 weeks, she basically more than doubled her revenue and is making almost $100,000 a year off part-time hours, to the point now where she couldn't hardly believe it. And people constantly will say to me, you know, wow, it worked. You know, just like you said it would, I can't believe it. And the reason why is because they think to themselves initially that, oh, I've got to learn a lot of new tech skills. You know, maybe there's some secret sauce that I don't know about how Google ranks websites or whatever it might be. And I'm telling you that it's always good to keep your skills up. I'm not saying to ignore education by any means, but I'm saying that that's not what it takes to grow the business that you need. That's not the most important thing. That's a subordinate thing. You know, that's something you need to keep doing, keep your skills fresh. But if you're not in control of that client relationship, if you're not able to connect in with the right clients at the right price, at the right time, with the right mindset, it doesn't matter if you just took a SEO course or whatever. So that's a really important point. And so let's kind of dive into there's what I'm trying to say is there's programs and there's coaches and there's mentors and there's ways to improve. So like one of the things that people will do that kind of entices them into like trying to learn one new thing. If I could just tweak what I know, then maybe things could be a little bit better. And they'll see things like I even see like on Facebook, like I'm on Facebook a lot. I'm on Facebook right now. And so, I'll see ads on Facebook that will say things like, get my email templates to win more clients. Or they'll say, here's my Facebook ad swipe file. So like, you know, here's all the ads that I've run that have been really successful. You can just swipe them and copy them for yourself. And now you can use them. Or here's the $25,000 website proposal template. You know, just copy this template. And, you know, now you can win $25,000 websites too. And here's the truth. None of those things are going to give you any lasting success. Now, you might be able to copy and paste a couple ads or a proposal template, maybe have a quick win or something like that, but it's not going to be lasting success. And that's a big problem for me. Like, I'm really frustrated by that type of marketing, by that type of I guess like help, you know, like people think that they're helping or whatever, but it's not actually help. And here's why. It's because you might be able to cheat your way, like in school, right? You might be able to cheat your way through a couple of tests and, you know, maybe get a couple of good grades. But when the rubber hits the road and your clients are counting on you, you need to know things. You need to understand why what you're doing is working. And if you're like swiping ad files or copying templates or something like that, you're not doing anything. The bottom line is, nobody, not me, not anyone on the internet, not no Facebook ad, nobody out there can hand you a six-figure WordPress consulting business. Nobody can do it because it's hard. It takes, you have to put effort into doing it. You have to understand what works, what doesn't, why that is the case, so that you can do it for yourself to win clients, so you can help your clients win customers for their business. You have to know how to do that stuff. And you can't just copy and paste templates and think that that's going to happen for you. You have to dig in and get stuff done. And that's why I created the Double Stack program, because it takes a variety of things to make that happen. The first thing it takes is you have to have technical skills that are business oriented. And so what that means is you have to be able to, in addition to build a website and things like that, you need to understand how email marketing works and drip campaigns and sales funnels. And what if somebody wants to set up a membership site or, you know, lead magnets, building an email list, you know, there's helping people book calls. I mean, there's all kinds of things that, that you need to be able to put in place technically to complement things like design, graphic design. And so you have to have business-oriented tech skills. So you have to learn that stuff. And on top of that, there's also the business side of things. And that's kind of what we're talking about right now. It's like, You need to be on the offense to actually go out and take all of the skills, all of the experience and expertise that you have, connect in with your clients in a way where you're bringing leadership and integrity to the table so that you can lift them to a degree of success that they wouldn't be able to get had it not been for you. And that means you need to be able to interact with the client. And so there's a fundamental transformation that takes place when people realize that, hey, you know what? The way to grow a business is to kind of take the focus off of being a WordPress consultant, right? And instead be a business consultant that powers your results with the WordPress ecosystem. And now I totally understand that this approach is not for everybody. There are people that don't want to have face-to-face interactions with clients. There are people that just want to write code, that just want to do JavaScript development or whatever, or plugin development or graphic design work. And that's totally cool. But if that's you, then I can save you a lot of time and say, hey, you need to connect in with an agency or a corporation or somebody else who's going to bring the business stack to the table for you and just outsource things for you to do or just kind of put things on your desk if you're an employee or whatever. But if you want to be like a six-figure WordPress consultant, you want to own your own business and you want to be able to generate the kind of revenue that you need to stay in business and doing it in a way that's actually going to drive the kind of results that your clients are looking for, it's critical to understand how it all works, how to do this stuff. And that's one of the really important things to me about the Double Stack program. It's like nobody is going to be able to hand you a business that earns six figures. It's hard work. It takes time. You have to have commitment. You have to be able to handle the ups and downs of the whole thing. But here's what I can do. I can make it very simple and I can make it happen as fast as possible. That's something that you can do. And the reason why is because I want to be you. Well, thank you. So the reason why I can help you with that is because I can tell you how to, you know, all those things that you could be wasting your time doing, you know, building free websites for the sake of your portfolio, sitting around hoping that you're going to get referrals from clients, or sitting around thinking that, you know, how are you going to raise your prices when you're getting work from an agency when they're trying to mark up your rates and all this other stuff. And so the numbers just don't work out. Or how can you get recurring revenue built into your business? How can you get those kind of structures in place so that you can actually give yourself the opportunity to hit the income goals that you're looking for? Because most people, even when they talk to me and say, hey, you know, I charge like $1,200 for a website. I'm like, well, what do you want to make on a monthly basis? Like at least $5,000 a month would be great. And I'm like, well, do you realize that you got to build at least like 4, maybe 5 websites every month to hit that goal? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, do you feel like you could do that even if you had that many leads? And like, ooh, it'd be hard because, you know, generally speaking, it takes about a month to build a website. And, you know, getting the copy and trying to, you know, work out all the DNS issues and the domain name and people's email, all this technical junk that goes on with launching a website. So even if you had that many leads, you generally can't build that many sites. So then there's like, oh, well, I just need to raise my prices. But I'm telling you, you can't just raise your price, because as soon as you just raise your price with the same old offer, then you price yourself out of the market and somebody else gets the work that otherwise would be coming to you. So So someone says here, I'm not a website developer. I'm not a WordPress developer. It's more than any one of those and a myriad of other things. I'm an online presence consultant. Tony, Lee will teach you how to be him. Awesome. So that's a really big point. So the concept behind Double Stack is you bring two stacks to the table. You bring the ability to be a business consultant, and you bring the ability to implement the things that you suggest that they do. And so now you've got both things in one, and now you're able to not only generate the kind of business success that people are looking for, but you also have the technical chops to pull it all off. And so so here's the thing. We were just talking about how there's nothing that anyone can do in order to hand you that kind of a business. No one can do it for you. But what I can do is I can do it with you. And what that looks like is we can like work together. Like we'll take a look at a variety of different things. Like, how can you change the way that you think about yourself, your marketing, your business, the value that you bring to clients? How do you change the way you think about your clients so you're not just client hopping, trying to crank out as many sites as possible? How can you connect with the right clients who can afford your services, right? So how can you get the prices that you're really worth? How do you take control of the client relationship and bring leadership to the table without being overbearing and without without people feeling like you're trying to like take over their business or being overly confrontational? Like, how do you do that? And how is it going to affect your proposals? Like, once you make this shift and you're not connecting in with people who are asking for a request for proposal, an RFP, but you're actually connecting with them before they get to that point, how does that affect the way that you write proposals? And what do you do for that? And like, how do you get people to stop ignoring the offers that you're making, the proposals that you're writing, so that you're not just kind of sending out all these things and putting all this effort? Like, I mean, how many people out there spend like hours writing a proposal, really thinking things through, sending it out to the client, and then you don't even know if they opened the email or whatever? So like, how do you fix that? And how do you onboard clients in a way that gets you that recurring revenue coming in a way that gives you the opportunity to hit the goals that you're looking for? Like we were just talking about, like if you're trying to sell, you know, 4 or 5 websites a month, there's no way that you're giving yourself the opportunity to do your best work. It takes more effort and time than that in order to generate the kind of results your clients are looking for. And that's the reason you have to charge more for your time. It's not because, like, a lot of times I'll like in Facebook, I know that things oftentimes can be taken out of context. There's just short snippets of things. A lot of times people think that what I'm saying is, hey, gouge your clients. You know, like I talk about, you know, don't build WordPress sites for less than $3,000, because if you do, you're overcharging your clients. And what I mean by that is, if you're charging, say, $1,500 to build a WordPress website, I know that you can't generate, nobody can generate the kind of results that your clients are really looking for in terms of winning more clients, getting more leads, raising their revenue, building their awareness, all of those types of things with a one-shot $1,500 website and leave. Nobody can do that. And therefore, if the client only is willing to spend $1,500, why can't they spend $1,000 with somebody else to get that same kind of result? And if you're charging $1,000, why can't they spend $800 to get the same, just a brochure type website online? Or why can't they spend no dollars and just spend an afternoon on Wix and build their own website? But if it's the type of client that's looking for help, right? Like if you're able to solve problems for them, to get them more leads, to get them more clients, to get them more revenue, to help them stay in business, to help them reach the people that they can generate outcomes for, that's a fundamentally different thing. So how do you write proposals for that? Like, how do you tap into that kind of stuff? Or here's another one. Here's a huge one. What if you have the opportunity to give a presentation somewhere? And maybe you're sitting in front or standing in front of a room full of business owners. And what are you going to do? You're going to say, hey, you want a better website? Hire me. Everyone in the room is going to think, I don't need a better website. My website doesn't do anything for me. It stinks. Why would I want to spend more money on my website? So if you have the opportunity to connect in with an audience and you can give a presentation, well, let me work with you on how to make that presentation happen in a way that brings in the clients you're looking for in a fundamentally different way. And that's really what the one huge thing that I want to really underscore with our conversation today is that if you are interested in building a 6-figure WordPress business, I'm helping people do it right now. Like I literally am doing it with a wide variety of folks in the Double Stack program. We just talked about, you know, people are making $25,000 of new business in 6 weeks. I took one client from a $200 budget to a $10,000 budget. Another guy I'm working with, his very first project was an $8,000 WordPress site. He had never sold a site before to anyone. He had the skills to do it, but he had never successfully connected the dots on how do you connect the skills with the right marketing, with the right business structure, so that you can actually bring on board clients that are going to help you grow the business that you're looking for. And that's what I'm talking about. So if you're looking for that kind of help, like if you're in a place where you're serious about your business, you want to own your own business, and you want to get there as fast as possible, then that's the point of, you know, connecting with me. And you can head over to doublestack.net/call and we can talk about some of this stuff for free. And the first thing that we'll do is we'll dial in, like, what are you good at? Who do you like working with? What skills do you have? You know, in addition to building your WordPress site, are there other things that you're able to do that might be beneficial to your clients? Like, for example, are you a photographer? Do you know videography? Are you an SEO expert? Do you know how to run pay-per-click campaigns? You know, and if you don't know any of those things, that's fine too. You know, but the idea is like, let's take a look at what your skill set is. Then we can determine, you know, what do we need to add to that in order to really make it a strong offer, then we'll get the marketing materials in place to figure out, okay, how do you present that in a way, even if somebody's not at the point where they're looking for somebody to do work, right? Because that's, you want to be connecting in with clients before they ask for a request for proposal, because that gives you the opportunity to show up with leadership and experience and integrity and, you know, be an authentic help to their business. So that's what, so that's a huge thing. So we can talk about that kind of stuff. And the outcome of that is you have this fundamentally transformed business. And so just one quick little analogy just to kind of wrap it all up. And it's this. It's like, you know why most people are unsuccessful losing weight? You know, it's totally different context here. We're not talking about websites. I just want to bring it in the world of weight loss. And like most people, if they need to lose a bunch of weight, most people tend to be unsuccessful at doing it. They might be successful for a short period of time, but they aren't usually successful over the long haul. Now, that doesn't mean it can't be done. I mean, I know tons of people who've lost all kinds of weight and have kept it off. That's great for them. Awesome for them. But most people, they don't do it. And you know why? Because they buy solutions for something other than what the problem is. Like, for example, they'll buy a gym membership, but they won't go to the gym. They'll buy, gym equipment for their house. You know, they'll get a treadmill. I mean, who has a treadmill or an elliptical trainer or whatever with clothes hanging on it? They just don't use the equipment, right? And these are examples of, like, I just need a nudge. I just need to learn another thing. I just need a new skill. Or like, how many people will buy a book about how to do exercise better, or a better exercise routine, or a better diet plan, you know, read up about all that. And then maybe they're on it for a little bit. Maybe they have a quick win, but then it falls back to the way it was before. And the reason that I'm going through this is because if you want to lose weight, you don't need more information on how to do it. Everybody generally knows how to lose weight, right? You pretty much just eat less stuff and exercise more. Now, obviously, there's more to it than that. But the point is, most people generally have a pretty good understanding of how to go about losing weight. Most people fail at doing it, at least for the long haul. And the reason is, it's not about more information. You don't need to learn how to do it. Everybody knows you eat too many cookies, you're going to gain too much weight. Stop eating the cookies, right? Or if you go to eat too many fries at McDonald's, you know, eat too many milkshakes, stop doing that or whatever. You know, everyone knows that. But the problem is, they're not transforming their lifestyle to accommodate the goals that they're trying to reach. That's the problem with weight loss. Everybody generally knows how to lose weight, but very few people are transforming their lifestyle in a way to keep the weight off and to really actually have the health goals that they're looking for. And so what that looks like, sometimes people will get on a diet, they'll run it for 6 months, they'll lose some weight, and then they'll go back to the old lifestyle, and then they'll gain the weight back plus more. I mean, it happens all the time, all the time. And what I'm saying is, the same thing applies to your business. So if you want to be a six-figure WordPress consultant, you don't need to just learn a new thing. You don't need to buy a new piece of exercise equipment or study a new diet plan, right? You don't need those types of things to hit the results. You have to fundamentally transform the lifestyle behind your business. And that's a very, very difficult thing. I think it's probably impossible to do in isolation. You have to connect with other people who are doing that. And that's where I really want to offer my help, is to bring you on board, to get you that kind of community. And like I said before, just a few minutes ago, I can't do it for you. In the same way that nobody can lose weight for you, you have to show up and put in the work and get the results that you're looking for yourself. But what you can do is, you can hire a personal trainer. You can get involved in a community of people who have the same mindset that will encourage you and keep pointing you in the right direction and give you advice on how to stop burning yourself out and wasting your time on exercises that don't really help you, on a diet plan that's not going to be right for your body type and for your goals that you're looking for. And so, you know, getting into the community of people that can help you get to hit your goals as fast as possible with as least resistance as possible, that's the key to success. And so if that's what you want for your business, like, you want to grow to a six-figure business, you want that kind of help, you want the community, you want the support, you want the mindset training, you want the technical tools, you want the marketing materials, you want the business structure to be able to go from where you currently are to the type of business that you want, then let's hop on the phone for 45 minutes for free. You know, I'm so passionate about this that it's like the reason that I do WordCamps. It's the reason I do meetup groups. It's the reason I'm talking right now for free. is I know there's a ton of folks out there that really need this kind of help. They've been struggling for months, maybe years. They've never been able to get above $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 per month. Adding an extra $5,000 to $10,000 per month consistently coming in would be a huge win. And if that's the kind of thing that you want to talk about, head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up, book a time that works for you, and we'll get on the phone and we'll dial in all of the things that we were just talking about, like like your marketing materials, your clients, you know, what you really want out of your business. We'll talk about all that and we'll put a step-by-step plan together for how you can get from where you are to where you want to be. And then if you want to talk about the Double Stack program, if that's something that you might want to be part of, you want to be part of the community of me and the other guys that I'm working with to actually continue to implement the stuff that we talk about, we can talk about that too if we want. If it's a good fit for both of us, awesome. If it's not, that's fine too. But the point is, if you're interested in having your own business, hitting the income goals you want, and doing it as fast as possible with as least resistance as possible, then let's at least get on the phone and get that plan in place so that you can at least be pointed in the right direction. And so that's what I'd really like to offer. That's the idea for you know, why I put this program together, why I do these Facebook groups, is to give as much help as I can to all these people who really need it a lot, thinking that, you know, knowledge and experience is really the thing that's going to get the success, when in fact, you probably have all the knowledge and the experience you need to be able to dramatically have a huge impact on your business. We'll add some more to it during the process, but let's hit those goals. That's the point. And so head over to doublestack.net right now and pick a time off my calendar. We'll get on the phone and we'll talk about this stuff. And then again, if you have any questions, and you know, can put those in the comments here. If you like these sessions, you want to check them out kind of on the go, I've got a podcast. It's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You know, just you can connect in with that, listen in the car or whatever on the go. If you happen to be listening to this on an iPod or on the podcast, and you want to be part of this group live where you can, you know, chime in with your questions and, you know, interact live during these sessions, head over to the Facebook group Building High Value WordPress Sites. And it's free to join. It's for everybody. Then you can check us out there. So that's what we got for today. And leave me some comments if you have any questions, and we'll connect back in next Tuesday. Awesome, guys. And high five until then.